authentic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I am here at American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning was to have been Richard Gage, and we were going to talk about what happened, what really happened on the morning of September 11th, 2001. Well, since Richard isn't here, let's take that as a subject, because I have nothing really prepared. And I mean, there are many good people to this day who honestly believe we have been told the truth about what happened that morning. Was there a group of Muslims who were planning on attacking the United States, hijacking airplanes and crashing into the buildings on that morning? Yes, there were. How do we know? Why? Because several months before it happened, and that would have been in July, there was posted, and we have this actually on the page of the Flight Attendants Union for, I think it's Northwest Airlines, a copy of a plan. They called it Operation Bojanka, and whether that was the real name or not, certainly there was an Operation Bojanka, which is a plan to hijack a number of planes. It was laid out by a group of Muslims led by Ramzi Yosef and Caliph Sheikh Mohammed back several years before. They were planning this in the Philippines. They were going to hijack planes and blow them up. There was another plan to hijack planes here in the United States and simultaneously to crash them into the Sears Tower in Chicago, the Transamerica building in San Francisco, the World Trade Center, the White House, the Pentagon, and I think one other building. Anyway, they knew the White House, the Pentagon, and CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, all at one time. Anyway, this was all carefully laid out, and then this article was posted on the internet. And certainly we know from a number of sources that the federal government knew exactly what was going to happen. Did they know the exact date? Well, we do know that Mayor Willie Brown, on the day after September 11th, and we have the article out of the San Francisco Chronicle, that was only allowed to be published in one edition that day. There were a number of editions of the Chronicle that day, but only one of them carried the story. I was one of the few people who had a copy of a clipping of that. Somebody had sent it to me, and basically it just told Sarah, Willie Brown had said that he was scheduled to have flown on the morning of September 11th, and then, of course, that he had received a warning from his consultant not to fly that morning of September 11th, and we know he made this statement. I know it was true, not only from reading the article, but from personally talking to Willie Brown's personal assistant, a public relations individual, who confirmed the story to me. And can you believe it? Willie Brown denies the story today, says it just isn't true, and he's gone on the radio repeatedly in recent years saying the story isn't true. But gee, he told it. It was confirmed to me. It was written up. And what was so interesting is that somebody gave orders that story was to be removed from the San Francisco Chronicle, so it was only in one edition and then removed from all other editions. We do know that a number of members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff were scheduled to fly on the morning of the September 11th and canceled their flights the day before. Somebody obviously told them. This was written up in Newsweek magazine and published in two editions of their weekend program. And certainly when Dr. Dennis Cuddy talked to the gentleman who the editor of Newsweek magazine, he shouted into the telephone, "I don't believe in conspiracies." And suddenly Dr. Cuddy said, "But you published the articles. Were they accurate?" "I don't believe in conspiracies, but did you publish the article? Why you wouldn't have published the article unless you knew it was true?" Well, the editor who published the article says, "I don't believe in conspiracies," and hung up on it. Well, there's so many things to point to the fact that they knew it was coming. They knew the exact date when it was going to come. And then so many people who have subsequently written and testified and tried to public to tell the American people what happened that morning have had their lives threatened. Jimmy Walters, a multimillionaire, we have our interviews with him. They're available through Radio Liberty. He spent $8 million of his own money. He was well-to-do, you know, to actually run ads in the New York Times by Time on television back in New York. Just pointing out there's no way the Twin Towers mechanically had come down the way they did. He was actually a structural engineer. He built buildings, and there would have been resistance to it. The perfect symmetrical falling of the Twin Towers and their own shadows, you know, could only have been done by a controlled demolition, a very clever one. And if there is nothing to conceal, then who threatened Jimmy Walters, and who is living in hiding somewhere in Europe today? The same thing with Michael Rupert, who pointed out in his book, Crossing the Rubicon. There were 15 military exercises that morning, at least five of which simulated terrorists hijacking planes and crossing them, crashing into buildings. Do you honestly believe that certainly was accidental? And then, of course, why didn't any of our planes from NORAD intercept the four hijacked planes? Ordinarily, they would have intercepted hijacked planes, but that morning, why, of course, our military, Air Force, NORAD was totally impotent. And was there a stand-down order? Well, of course, everybody denies it except for Sergeant Lauro Chavez, who I interviewed just before he disappeared and has never been heard from again. You can read about him up on the Internet. He was vilified and called a liar and deceiver. And, hey, I don't have a subject. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIMIT. 1-888-24-LIMIT. Or force.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm
Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
American Freedom Network, and Sydney, our guest this morning isn't here. I put out the wrong numbers. I put them out for the Radio Liberty Network, but the number to call this morning is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you. So what really happened that morning? Well, certainly, there are a lot of unanswered questions. One of them would be, certainly we have been told that a plane crashed into the North Tower. Certainly, something hit the North Tower, and I assume it was a plane. We've seen pictures of it, although I always felt a little uneasy that there was a film crew down on the ground that was filming that morning, and busily filming something. They heard a plane fly overhead, and they just stopped what they were doing and turned their camera up, and voila, there is the plane flying into the North Tower. Well, it was certainly a very coincidental thing. It took them 24 hours to turn in the film, but they did, and that's our record that a plane hit the North Tower. Oh, it was so interesting. Is on that morning, the plane hit the North Tower after the towers, before they came down, somehow the passport for one of the wicked Islamic hijackers got out of his pocket or knapsack or wherever it was, out of the flaming wreckage of the plane that was there in the North Tower, and then of course it got out of the North Tower itself, the flames of the North Tower, the flaming inferno, and somehow drifted down on the winds to land on this street a block away from the North Tower, where it was picked up by a concerned passerby and turned into the police. And there is an uninjured, unsinged, a copy of the passport of one of those wicked hijackers who was on the plane who hit the North Tower. And then the similar thing happened there at Shanksville, where a plane had simply crashed into the ground. There's a big hole in the ground there, but there's no plane wreckage. It's the most amazing thing. No wings, no tail of the plane. There's wreckage from the plane over a period of 8 miles, a couple of miles away. just nosed down and crashed into the ground, and here this great big crater looks like somebody had blown it up with explosives, but we're told that's where the plane, when it was intact, had crashed. But what happened to the wings? How did a motor from the plane that crashed and nosed down into the ground get 2 miles away? How could there be a debris field over a period of 8 miles from the where this plane nosed down and crashed, and all of the bodies disappeared? All of the bodies just vaporized, disappeared. Sort of like the bodies of the people who were in the North Tower. Do you know that 1,100 bodies vaporized and no evidence of them has ever been found of the people in the North and the South Tower? How could you vaporize bodies by pancaking buildings? I mean, how could you vaporize all the cement? We saw those clouds of dust, but that is vaporized cement. I mean, and when you have a pancaking, you don't vaporize the cement. Can you explain this to me? I'm not very smart, and I can't figure out how pancaking the buildings would vaporize the cement. It vaporized a lot of the office furniture. It vaporized 11 bodies, 1,100 bodies who've never been found. There's something strange about what happened that day. And then that afternoon when about 5:20, Building 7 came down. And if you look, and this is what finally convinced me, because I didn't want to believe this possibility that somehow, or rather, some people in our government were behind this. I don't know who it was. We have 14 different intelligence agencies. Was it one of those intelligence agencies? Was it two of them? Why hasn't anybody come forward and talked? Well, Laura Chavez was part of the government. He was a sergeant at COM headquarters in Florida that morning, and Laura came forward and talked about the fact that there was a stand-down order that morning, and Dick Cheney was in charge, and Laura has disappeared. I have never been able to track him down, but I do have interviews with him, fascinating interviews, and we have a lot of parts of history recorded, which we hope you'll want to get and keep and play for future generations. And then, of course, there's so many videos that are available out there. We have videos of the building number 7 coming down up on our website, and it's well worth while going there and watching building 7 come down. And that was what finally convinced me. And believe me, I didn't want to believe this. And I don't think most of you out there want to believe that somebody was responsible for what happened that day. But when you know that the way that you take down a building in a controlled demolition is you have to destroy the central columns of support first so that the building will collapse inward. You don't want it to collapse outward. Then it's an awful mess to go ahead and clean up. But if it collapses inward, why, of course, it's much easier to dispose of the debris. So the first thing you see in Building 7 is the center of the roof collapse, and there's some little penthouse there, and you see it fall into the building. And then the base of the building just vaporizes, and the building comes down. A typical controlled demolition. And when you watch Building 7 come down several times, that's what you see. Now, anybody who talks about this thing today is called a 911 denier. A 911 denier. And you know what a 911 denier is? And well, that's somebody who believes we haven't been told the truth about what happened that day. And but then this divides our country into two groups, and there are a lot of people who just don't want to believe that there was complicity in government for what happened. They want you to believe that the wicked terrorists brought down those buildings, and they hate America, and they were a threat to America, and that's why we have to go through all the charade when we go to the airport, where we have to, you know, take everything we have out of our pockets, and then we have to take off our shoes because we might have a bomb in them, because Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, had tried to light the fuse and set off the explosives in his shoes, several years after the 9/11 attack. The only trouble is you can't ignite that type of plastic explosive, the type he had in his shoes, with a fuse. You have to have a blasting cap. And Al-Qaeda, that was smart enough to outwit all of our intelligence agencies and was able to pull off the simultaneous hijacking of four planes on the morning of September 11th to coincide with the military exercises, to coincide with the fact that they had explosives planted in the buildings and were going to bring them down. Al-Qaeda, that was that smart, that was able to fool all of our 16 intelligence agencies and the intelligence agencies of every other nation throughout the world. And of course, they forgot to tell Richard Reed that he needed a blasting cap to set off the explosives in his shoes, or they forgot to tell this poor young Nigerian. It looked like very excited, but he was brainwashed. It was him, at least the pictures and description of him. They forgot to tell him you need a blasting cap to set off the explosives in your underwear. But they were smart enough to pull off all those other things, and Cindy, our intelligence agencies were so stupid they had no idea what was coming down. But the day after the 9/11 attack, they knew the names, and they had pictures and the life story of all 19 hijackers. How were they able to get so smart so quickly after the attack? And then what would happen if somebody in government knew what really happened and came forward? How long do you think they would live? Would they have to join Jimmy Walters living and hiding in Europe? Because, of course, he was trying to suggest that maybe we haven't been the troll of the truth. Or Michael Rupert, who wrote the book, Crossing the Rubicon, has been forced to live in hiding in Canada, because, of course, he suggested that the government planned these military exercises that morning to coincide with the hijacking of the buildings. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that you can't understand what's going on today unless you understand what happened on September 11th. Because on September 10th, the American people didn't want to go to war with Afghanistan and Iraq. They certainly didn't want to go to war with Iran. And yet, the incident that happened on September 11th became the basis for our attack of a no-win war. They were fighting in Afghanistan. It's a no-win war. There's only 100 members of Al-Qaeda, the wicked Al-Qaeda, in Afghanistan, and yet we've got almost 200,000 people, 90,000 troops, over 100,000 contractors fighting those 100,000 Al-Qaeda. My goodness, they must be very, very deadly. It's the Taliban, but the Taliban weren't our enemies. Taliban didn't attack America. It was Al-Qaeda that attacked America. It's Al-Qaeda that's behind this terrorist threat. In fact, when President Obama was asked by Steve Croft on the 14th of December, when Steve Croft interviewed President Obama in the map room at the White House, and Steve Croft, you know, said that, Mr. President, you're sending an additional 30,000 troops to, you know, Afghanistan, but your own government acknowledges there are less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And President Obama said, oh, yes, but they're the center of the terrorists, and there's some of them over in Pakistan, and they're plotting for further terrorist attacks in the United States and London. And then he hesitated for a minute. And he said, on Bali, ladies and gentlemen, how many of you are concerned that the terrorists are planning a terrorist attack on Bali? Well, President Obama obviously is. That's what he said that morning. You could read the text up on the internet, or we can actually send it to you. It was a 60-minute program that was broadcast. It was on the 14th of December. And, of course, I think that, you know, when, of course, people began to think about that, why they began to say, well, why do we have all those troops over there to fight 100 members of Al-Qaeda? Why don't we just send over a few special forces people and take them out? Why don't we just send a couple of... You know, our special forces are deadly. They're very effective fighting units. You would think that we could send over 100 special forces to take on their 100 members of Al-Qaeda, and that would be the end of it. But no, we've got to have a massive military force in Afghanistan, a massive military force in Iraq, and are they there for another reason? Is this a diversion to keep our attention off the facts that the people who run America are systematically transferring our jobs and our wealth? Hey, give us a call. It's 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. I get nothing more to talk about.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Thank you.
Freedom Network, and we do have a guest. Again, our number is 877-254-7524, and this is Talk Radio, and, well, we've got somebody to talk to. Good morning. Who's on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Jerry in Greeley, Colorado.
Hi, Gary Greenwood. How are you today?
Good, sir. In your discussion about 9/11, it's obvious to me and anybody else who's really looked into it seriously that 9/11 was a false flag terror attack, similar to the Murrah Building bombing in OKC and Operation Gladio in Europe, and even similar to having FDR's people having allowed the Pearl Harbor attack to take place, and even provoked it. And there are other examples, and that tactic is frequently effective in manipulating populations through history. And even though folks like yourself do a good job of trying to expose the truth, educate the public, and warn us about that threat, the majority of people still fall prey to that sort of manipulation, and I expect we'll see more incidents like that. And what you've discussed this on your show before, what I expect is likely is something manipulated to occur here in the U.S. To justify a full-blown police state crackdown, blaming anybody who criticizes the government as a threat to the public, essentially. I was wondering what you think about that.
Well, I think that is really very, very probable. I mean, certainly they cannot allow the public to continue hearing the truth as they do now on the Internet shortwave. We have, for the first time in history, the ability to reach the American people. And while we have it, we must utilize it. My concern is that the war with Iran is already planned. Everything is in place. And perhaps the war with Iran will be used to justify the crackdown here in the United States. But we are moving towards a military dictatorship here. Plans are made. The camps are there. And people ought to understand, the FEMA camps are there. We've got a great DVD of Alex Jones, Camp FEMA. We've got our special on concentration camps. My talk on the planned military dictatorship, along with the syllabus and all the documentation. The concentration camps are there. They're simply waiting. But they're afraid to move too fast, and that is the fascinating part of this whole thing. Why, we know, for instance, that they wanted to add an adjuvant to the vaccine they were going to give here in the United States, and they were afraid to because they knew the public was getting onto their vaccination scam, and they already, with all of their propaganda, they got just a little over 20% of the people to take this vaccine that was designed to destroy their reproductive capacity. That's what it was really all about. The mercury in the vaccine will this change your DNA and make it impossible for you to reproduce, you know, in generations yet unborn, because it not only influences you, involves your children, your children's children. And they're slowly poisoning us with the mercury and the vaccines. But most people didn't take the vaccine after the most massive propaganda campaign I've ever seen. So, and people certainly know that something's seriously wrong. And they don't all listen to my program or Alex Jones. So the information is getting out. I am encouraged. You know, I'm more encouraged than I've been for a long period of time. So we're involved in a race against time to reach as many people as we can, to put them so they can see the big picture. And I think you can readily tell people we're planning on going to war with Iran. They're simply looking for an incident to justify doing this, whether it'll be Israel or ourselves. but we're leaving all those boys over there in Afghanistan and Iraq to be slaughtered with the coming war. And you see, if people understand that and then it takes place, they're going to suddenly be horrified and say, hey, these people were right, and we know this is why they're doing it. How else could you justify having 200,000 people, 90,000 troops, and 100,000, over 100,000 contractors, to oppose 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan? That doesn't make sense, does it?
No, sir.
I share your concern, but we are making progress, and programs like this is broadcast in the morning, and then Don's kind enough to broadcast many of our programs in the evening at drive time. It gets into Denver, it gets into other communities, and people know something is wrong. We've got to teach them how to connect the dots, as you obviously have.
Well, sir, I have to go now, but thank you for your efforts, and I always appreciate your perspective.
Hey, well, thank you so very much. And, of course, I would add to Gary, the sinking of the Maine to get us into the Spanish-American War, the sinking of the Lusitania during the First World War, certainly Pearl Harbor was a totally contrived incident. They got us into Korea because Dean Acheson and the Joint Chiefs of Staff said, if South Korea is attacked, we will not respond. It's outside of our perimeter of defense. They got us to Vietnam, to the Gulf of Tonkin incident. They got us, of course, into Kuwait, you know, with the first Gulf War, with the phony stories about the little children being pulled out of the bassinets by the wicked Iraqi soldiers and bayoneted, laying on the floor screaming. And we saw this on television when this young girl weeping told the story before the Congress, and it was all a lie. She was the daughter of the Kuwait ambassador. She hadn't been there. She hadn't seen it. And everybody knew it was a lie, but boy, it sure pulls you to your heartstrings to think of those little, helpless little infants being bayoneted, you know, by the wicked Iraqi soldiers. Just like the stories of the little boys who had their hands cut off, and little Belgian boys and the women who had their breasts cut off by the wicked Huns that he was used to get us into World War One. Well, again, our number is 877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janon in Texas.
Oh, hi, Janon. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I wanted, on the subject of our nation's history of false flag terrorism, I'd like to recommend that everyone go to your website, radioliberty.com, in the newsletters, and look at the February 2005 newsletter entitled The Origin of Wars and Revolutions. I always thought that was a wonderful, good newsletter.
Hey, well, thank you. That's every 2005. I can't keep track of all the newsletters. Thanks so much. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Passover 2010 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. The date, March the 29th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel, I-25 and 120th Avenue. You can join the Beth Messiah Band, the Daughters of Zion, and Beth Messiah Dancers as they celebrate Passover 2010. Time, 6 p.m. Reservations are due by March the 18th. To make your reservation or for further information, call 1-800-205-6245. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared?
Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Well, I'm just standing back here at the American Freedom Network, and Janani, are you still there?
Yeah, I'll say what I had to say briefly again. The February 2005 Radio Liberty newsletter that can be found in the newsletters area of the RadioLiberty.com website. The title of that newsletter is The Origin of Wars and Revolutions, and it's very, very good. And I would even comment that I have read that there are examples of false flag terrorism way back even into ancient history. I've heard that, like, what is it, Nero fiddled while Rome burned, but I've heard that the burning of Rome was actually perpetrated by Nero. But anyway, I that's a good newsletter to read to learn about this. And then briefly, I wanted to say about the event of 9/11, 2001. You know, about 5 years ago, you had Dr. James Fetzer on your show a few times, and he way back then he started something called the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and that group of professors of various disciplines were calling. They had a formal effort to have a new investigation of 9/11, but all of these 9/11 truth groups got infiltrated and weakened and then dissolved. And we don't know what happened on 9/11. What we do know is that what we have officially been told is not the truth. It's not the truth. And when you try to say what actually did happen, you're hampered by the fact that you have no real data and no real evidence. Everything was kind of cleaned up and destroyed right away afterwards, and there's no real scientific data and studies to kind of determine what happened. And even the word explosives and controlled demolition require explanation. Dr. Morgan Reynolds used to say that the Twin Towers were blown to kingdom come. They were turned into a microfine powder dust. Explosives of the concrete steel buildings of that magnitude, traditional explosives and controlled demolitions would not break it up into such microfine powder. But, I mean, if we ever get anything done legally, it will have to be on the basis of our government having lied to us. That's not about scientific type studies and proofs. That's about, you know, that they lied to us, and we can gather some facts and maybe get them that way. But the state of the 9/11 truth movement is pretty well dissipated at this point. Anyway, thank you, and goodbye, Dr. Stan.
Goodbye, Janine. But I would comment that Richard Gage, who was to be with us this morning, was going to talk about a press conference that was being held in 30 cities across the United States. I believe it was last Friday, and they were going to coordinate this. There are over 1,000 architects and engineers who have signed a petition. And of course, they're affiliated with Richard Gage and the A and E for 9/11 Truth, AE for 9/11 Truth, which is architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, and Richard was coordinating this across America, simultaneous press releases, press conferences, demanding an independent congressional examination of what happened, certainly the 9/11 evaluation put on by former Congressman Keene and his cohort. I mean, his cohort came from the Trilateral Commission, and the CFR, Keene came from the CFR. Half the people on the commission came from the CFR. It was obviously a cover-up. It was a government cover-up to keep the American people from knowing what happened. It wasn't put on to reveal what happened. It was put on to conceal what happened. How could you let the American people know that they had killed all those Americans? How could you let them know that they left those people there to die? Well, you can't. I mean, the American people just could never know this. If they did, they'd rise up in their righteous indignation and demand the people who were responsible be tried for murder. Now, did George Bush know it was going to happen that morning? Absolutely not. I mean, they never tell the president. He's got to be able to have plausible denial. But we do know that when this took place, George Bush was not a brave man in any way. He wasn't brave enough to go off and fight in Vietnam and let others go off and fight there. But he was a playboy who got off because he was in the National Guard, because his father had been the vice president, then president of the United States. George Bush was terrified that morning. And that's why he stayed in the classroom reading a story about a goat. Reading a story about a goat after he knew America was under attack. Why would he sit there? Because George Bush was frightened. A frightened little man who, of course, was in the presidency at the time of a massive betrayal. Somebody else arranged the whole affair, I suspect. It was Dick Cheney. He knew what was going on that morning. And look, according to Laura Chavez, Sergeant Laura Chavez, who I mentioned earlier, who incidentally has disappeared. Dick Cheney was in charge that morning, and we know from the testimony from the Secretary of Transportation when somebody came into the bunker there into the White House and said the plane is approaching, it's 50 miles from Washington, D.C., and it came again. The plane's 20 miles out. The plane is 10 miles out. Does the order still stand? And according to the Mineta, Secretary of the Transportation, Mineta, why Dick Cheney whipped his neck around and said, of course the orders still stand. I mean, have you heard anything different? And somebody asked Mineta, what orders? And Mineta said, I don't know what orders. All I know is I was there. And you know, Dick Cheney denies that story. I wonder why. We'll be right back. Hey, appreciate the calls, but right back.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I'm back here, and I hope you enjoyed our program. Now, if you want to get into 911, we've got certainly the Terrorist Timeline, an excellent book on this subject. We have my four CD sets on 911, what 911 update, what really happened on September 11th, why did the buildings come down? They're all different tape sets. We have, I think six or seven videos. We have a special. You can get five videos for at a reduced price, or my talk on 911, or you simply go to our website and look at all the talks on September 11th or the special. There's some of the best videos out there. And there's no question this was a controlled demolition. And believe me, if you can get somebody to watch these several times, they will be convinced. And people I've talked to for years, I can never convince. But the pictures of the buildings coming down convince them. So we have the books of videos, the four tape sets. Get the information. Keep hammering away at this, because this is the one thing the enemies of freedom fear. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there, if you're in a position to help us with our ministry, which does reach over 60 different outlets every week, our number's 1-800-544-8927. We got a great new product, incidentally. It's something I take. It's for men over 50 who are having trouble with their prostate. It's called Prostate Support. Believe me, I've tried all the other things, and after a week with this, why, you can notice the difference. It's been utilized in Europe, but you'll have to see if it will help you. It's called Prostate Support, and certainly I've been extremely pleased with it. I think it's an amazing product, and so if you're one of the gentlemen who's having difficulties, something to seriously consider, produced by one of the finest companies in the country, sold under our label, because we can't sell it under theirs, but it's called simply Prostate Support, and you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you need to, get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it and reread it, and get other people to read it. You need, of course, to get my talk on The Forbidden Secret, The Financial Armageddon, World Revolution, Planned Population Control, Planned Police State, and their syllabuses with those talks. And there's so much more out there that you need to get to help us educate the American people. But my fear is that we are going to war with Iran. How quickly it will be, I don't know. What does the future hold? Only God knows. This is a spiritual battle. You should make all of your preparations, but realize that none of us are going to get through what lies ahead without support from the Lord, without help from the Lord. But I am firmly convinced that the Lord has withdrawn his blessing from our nation. Certainly he will help those of us who are faithful to him through the difficult time, but many of us won't survive. But our job is to bring the truth out, and hopefully to bring people into a personal relationship with the Creator of the heaven and earth, and of course to understand that the message of Christianity is really true. The people on the other side believe it. Our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care.